One of the holiest days in the Jewish year starts Sunday at sundown. Yom Kippur is Hebrew for Day of Atonement. It's so important that many Jews who otherwise don't observe holidays do keep this one by fasting, by refraining from work, and by going to synagogue. But for those who can't make it out to Yom Kippur services, the Los Angeles-based television service Temple of the Air has produced a TV broadcast of services this weekend. It's called Yom Kippur, Prayers of Atonement, and here to talk about the Jewish Day of Atonement is Rabbi David Baron, founder of Temple of the Air. Welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you very much.
Tell me about the Day of Atonement and activities on Yom Kippur.
Well, throughout Jewish history, it has always been considered the holiest day. So it's a 24-hour period of prayer, fasting, reflection, and meditation.
And it's a day devoted to considering one's spiritual or moral failings of the last year and trying to set them right for the coming year.
Yes. While Yom Kippur gives us forgiveness for sins between ourselves and God, our Maker, it does not forgive us for sins against our fellow man. We have to go to that person and ask for their forgiveness and offer an apology. And in turn, we have to be prepared to accept their apologies.
It does sound as though this is an event that would require, perhaps, or certainly be enhanced by a community, a meeting in a synagogue. You're providing a service that is for people who can't do that. So what is it? What is it that you do?
You know, we call it Temple of the Air, referring to the airwaves, because clearly people who can't come to synagogue can turn on our program and our congregation. We're blessed with a lot of performers, and they deliver dramatic readings. We have some great performers in our choir who deliver some of the beautiful prayers and liturgy as well of this Day of Atonement.
What is it that you do as a spiritual leader?
Well, I try to provoke them to think about their acts in the last year and create an awareness that we can't neglect ourselves or our families. There are three things we can do to help change our destiny in the coming year, and that's prayer, repentance, and charity.
Rabbi David Baron, spiritual leader of the Temple Shalom for the Arts, founder of the Temple of the Air, and host of Yom Kippur, Prayers of Atonement, thank you for coming in today.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much.
There's more on Temple of the Air and the Prayers of Atonement broadcast on our website, npr.org.